This is David Haken with KC Cafe Radio at the Surfa Folk Alliance Conference in Chattanooga, Tennessee. I'm here with Flint and Feather, who are showcasing at the Chattanoogan Hotel. Welcome, Joel and Lauren.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Hi.
So tell us a little bit about your background in music.
Well, before we were a duo, we're both kind of self-taught artists, but before we were a duo, I took piano. I studied a little bit of piano and taught myself how to play guitar and mandolin and ukulele and
Before that, I'm just a self-taught musician. I actually started doing music in a hardcore band, screaming, and it's quite a bit of a departure. But the guys in that band made the mistake of buying me a classical guitar for one of my birthdays, and that just got me kind of on the path to singer-songwriter genre and just writing poetry in my bedroom, and suddenly I found this whole new path to explore music, and I think it's where I feel really at home in the kind of folk singer-songwriter genre.
Wow, really interesting. So what was the spark for this first song that you're going to play for us?
Well, Lauren and I, like was sort of mentioned, we recently branded into a duo after doing a music program in Toronto called the Catalyst Music Incubator. And since we're branding into a duo, we've done a bunch of touring in Western Canada and Europe, and we were invited to attend the Banff Centre for Arts and Creativity to do a five-week songwriting residency where we just stayed out in the middle of the Rocky Mountains in a recording studio and just wrote and wrote and wrote. And this is actually the first song that came after a long period of writer's block. It just suddenly came out, and it was a good the start to many other tunes afterwards.
Yeah. Let's hear that song.
Cool. It's called
We Belong Together.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Ever since I met you, baby, you've been the only thing on my mind. It's so dear to me, you see, that we're a match, all right. Yeah, we're just like fireworks on the 4th of July. I'm counting down the hours till I see you. Yeah, we're just like fire.
wonderful.
Thank you.
Your voices have that wonderful blend to them.
Thanks so much.
So tell us about your new album project.
Thank you. Yeah. So coming out of the Banff Center songwriting residency, we've composed like somewhere upwards of 50 song ideas, and we're kind of right now refining those down. We've got a selection of about eight to ten songs that we're kind of interested in doing a lot more focus on. And we're just going to be working with three different producers up in Canada, and trying out kind of some different sounds with each of them and finding out what's a good blend for us. It'll be a departure from my previous acts, so we want to make sure that we have a whole new kind of fresh start. And part of that, I think, is just trying some new angles.
Will you keep your acoustic duo sound, or are you going for more production with more instruments?
Yeah, that's a really great question. I think for this recording, we really want to keep it a little bit closer to how we actually sound live. That was kind of a bit of a problem with the previous albums. They sounded great, and they did wonderful things for that my solo career. But they got to a different kind of a different area with music. There was a lot of production, and for this, we want to keep it really, really intimate.
Yeah, maybe overtracking your own vocals on some songs.
Yeah.
I did that with my duo partner Leslie, and
cool.
You know, we did pretty much a live show type of CD.
Yeah.
They were in the studio, and we both could hear more parts.
Yeah.
On the big singable chorus, and we're going, why not? We can always not
totally.
Use it.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Totally.
So,
yeah.
And so we're both on there two tracks
cool.
for the big ending.
Cool.
That's something to think about, because your voices are just great.
Thank
and I'm
you.
Sure you could find all kinds
Thank
of
you.
Parts in the studio that you can't do live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we might try that.
So play another song for us.
Cool. This one's called Time Stand Still. I think we'll be close enough. This is a song, we kind of wrote this song thinking about just different situations in life where you wish time would slow down a little bit, or you could almost have a slow motion so you could get the most out of it and really to kind of live life to the fullest. So, with a little happy-go-lucky tune. Ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. One, two, three, four. Comes alive.
children smile when our house comes alive. I'll just sit and watch and smile.
Oh, thank you, Joel.
Thank
and
you.
Lauren.
Thank you.
Flint and Feather. Thanks so much for coming in and sharing your music.
Thank you for having
us. Thanks for having us.